Welcome back to the show. You know, inside the media center at the Combine, it's a beehive of activity. You got players talking at podiums. You got coaches and GMs also talking at podiums. Plus, our head coach, Bill O'Brien, got together with Texans Radio and had a sit-down.
Bill O'Brien with us at the NFL Scouting Combine. How's it going, Coach?
Good. Good to see you guys.
Great to see you. How do you like this Indy thing now? Year three, you've been here. How do you enjoy coming to the Combine?
I like it. I mean, I think it gives you a good chance, for especially from a coaching standpoint, to meet these guys. I like the interviews at night where you can really sit down and listen to Rick talk to him, and then we talk to him about football. And I think it gives you a chance to really get to know these guys initially. It's kind of like a meet and greet, and I really enjoy it. I wish, the only thing I wish is that maybe they would condense it down to 3 or 4 days so I don't miss all these Little League games back in Houston.
Yeah, but that's a problem.
It is what it is. I'm not complaining. So.
What about the on-field stuff here at the Combine, Coach? How much can guys improve their stock, or however you want to define it?
You know, I don't know. That might be a better question for Rick, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, the only reason why I say that, Vandy, is because I like to watch them play football.
Right.
And I always think that the Combine is good. I think it's a necessary deal where you watch these guys do the individual drills and how they move and how they throw the ball. But at the end, they're not really playing football. Mm-hmm. You know, they're running through bags. They're throwing routes on air. There's no pass rush, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't try to – if a guy has a quote-unquote bad day, I'm not going to just, like, you know, push that guy to the side and move on to the next guy. I think it's the Combine is just a part of the process, and you just try to take it for what it is.
Coach, it's all about the draft here, but back home, free agency is about to get rolling. Yeah. So that wave of activity, what about your involvement there, and where are you in the process right now?
Yeah, we're involved in that. We look at the players with our pro scouting department, with Rick and Brian Gain, and we try to determine, after evaluating our own team, you know, what are the needs of our own team, we try to evaluate who in free agency could help us. I think the number one thing is trying to get your own guys back, your own free agents. I think that's important. You know, some of these guys that are free agents for us, like Brandon Brooks, like Ben Jones, guys like that, we'd love to have those guys back. So, you know, that's an important part of the process, but also evaluating what's out there. Does that fit your need? Is there a surplus of that position in the draft?
Right.
And so maybe you don't need to chase that in free agency, or vice versa. There's not many of those guys in the draft, so maybe you would think about, you know, going that route in free agency. So there's a lot of discussions. That's a long process. It doesn't just occur on March 7th. There's a lot of meetings that lead up to that.
From a grand perspective here, theme-wise or whatever, as you get ready for 2016, what are you really looking to change here as a priority? Not just position group, but just you want this to go a whole lot better in 2016.
I just want us to keep adding to I think we have a tough team. I believe we have some really good core veteran players. I think we need to keep adding to the speed of our team, the athleticism of our team, keep getting better, create the most competitive roster that we can, and then go out there and coach the heck out of those guys. And I think we've proven that we can coach. Look, I know it hasn't been perfect, but you know, at the end of the day, we're always trying to get better, and I think those are some ways to get better.
Coach, thanks a lot for joining us. Good
luck.
Thanks,
guys. Yep.